everybody, and welcome to the Liars Club. I'm Felicia Michaels.
And I'm Jessica Wellington.
And I'm David C. Smalley.
And what we do here at the Liars Club is we have one of our favorite people on the planet, a comedian usually, come on and tell two stories. One is the truth, one is a lie. And then we try to figure out as a group which one is the lie. It's an easy concept. We're no geniuses. Jessica, would you please introduce our guest?
I'd love to, but I'm a genius. The guest today, we have been longtime friends. I remember on his birthday, I posted, we'll talk about it later.
No, say it, I want to hear it.
No, just remember when I was doing that picture of Russell Peters, and then you came in, and I just couldn't stop laughing. I thought it was so funny, and it was just a cute moment that we had together. Our bonding.
All right, it gets introduction.
Jesus.
Wow. And I'm doing this because I really love him, not that I want a spot tonight. He won Roast Battle. He runs Roast Battle here at the Comedy Store every Tuesday night. He's always judging and doing that good stuff. This is Mr. Frank Castillo.
Hello.
Frank. Frank was also, and we spoke about it just a few minutes ago, was in a movie that I am also in, Made by the Binders, Bert and Mike.
Can we know the name of the movie?
Halfway to Amarillo.
Yay!
Yeah, yes, I saw the screening. Frank rocked in it.
I play a funny friend.
Do you have a name?
I don't know. Friend. I can't remember. I just was like funny friend.
Yeah. But all right. So we do tell two stories, or Frank will be telling two stories. And if we want to jump in on it, let's just do it.
Okay.
First story, bitch.
Get on it.
All right. So I was raised by a single mother and father. And this was the time where I was raised with my single father. I was raised with my father from
his father's
hot. Father is me.
Father's hot.
So my dad was 23, I think, when he had me. So I was, I had to have been.
How many kids does your dad have?
That he knows of?
Yes.
Two for sure.
No, it's what you know of.
Two for sure.
Yeah.
Okay. He was. I think this might have, I was definitely a teenager at the time, maybe freshman year, eighth grade.
Mm-hmm.
He was, he had just moved to an apartment. It was me and him, and he was like fucking a monster. He was just crushing so much puss. Like, he was in the height of like single father, young kid, like. The thing that he figured out was like,
did he use you to pull women?
That's the thing he kind of figured out, is that you can like, he could use me to pull women when I was
that
younger.
That is so one damaged child talking to another damaged child. Right there. Jesus.
Real recognize real. Was like, I know that game.
He would like pick up other single moms, be like, you got a kid, I got a kid. They could play together. You know what I mean? Like, right. It was so just dumb.
Yeah.
And then it got to a point where
as a single father that's sexy, they're like, oh, you're taking care of your child.
Yeah.
So you might take care of my child too.
Exactly. Yeah. So it got to a point where like he'd set up dates and like I'd go hang out and I'd like watch these kids basically. The older I got, it ended up turning into just babysitting, right?
Oh no.
So like the last time that that ever happened, we go to this chick's house.
I was 26.
I was at least like 13.
Okay.
And we go to this lady's house, and he was like, yeah, come, we're going to go over, hang out, have pizza, watch a movie. She's got a son.
I just feel like we skipped backwards because you said you were a freshman.
That's one of the lies I had him caught in.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. Yeah, you're right. Freshman. I'm trying to think of I can't remember exactly what age. I just know that there was I was trying to show you the. Hold on. I'm trying to show
you. No spot for you tonight. Tell about his damaged childhood.
I was trying to show you that from the. I think it was like maybe it might be 15. I just know from like 13 to like 15. I was too old to be babysitting a kid, is what I'm trying to say, right? Okay. So we go to this lady's house, right? And I get there, and the kid's like 8, and he's got like some kind of disability. And I'm like,
some kind you don't even know.
He probably was like autistic.
Was he in a wheelchair?
It's like a developmental disability.
Okay.
Right. So like,
Jesus,
don't make him say anything else about it. Please.
Yeah.
So we just got this podcast rolling.
Yeah. So like, I'm like,
we don't need BuzzFeed in on this.
So I'm basically like watching this kid, right? Uh-huh. And like, it's so fucked up because like, I could tell my dad's just here to fuck this chick, and I'm like basically babysitting this kid, and the house is. It's basically like a studio that's behind a house. Uh-huh. That's where she's renting. And so we get there, and the studio has a halfway wall through it, right? It's got like a kitchenette, a bedroom, and then like a makeshift living room where like the kid's bedroom is. And there's like a beanbag chair where I'm like laying down, right? So we're watching the movie.
Did she have her own bedroom in the house?
No.
So
no.
Where were they?
So the bed, they were on the bed in front of the TV on the other side of the wall.
But there was no closed door or anything?
No, it was half
just
a wall.
A little half a wall.
So we were all just in this, like, there, basically her bedroom watching this movie, and, like, you know, we're eating pizza and shit. And I end up passing.
Did you guys make eye contact while it was happening?
Let me finish.
Oh, no.
So, like, me and the kid are, like, hanging out, right? And the kid, I remember this vividly, the kid asking me, he goes, are you my father? No, he's like, are you my brother? And I was just like,
no. That's sad.
I remember just being like, this is the last time I'm ever doing this. Like,
this
I can't
so
go out.
Sad.
Yeah, it's not good. It's sad. So I end up passing out in the beanbag chair, right?
You were just about to say, I'm not going out with my father again. Yeah.
I'm never going out with my father again to pick up chicks. Yeah.
I don't care if he does get me a beer.
Or how many dollars he gives us to play
Can
the arcade game.
I ask you a question?
Yeah.
So, like, were they, at least were they quiet about it, or were they loud about it?
So, let me finish. So, okay. we're all just watching.
Well, he's just like, get to the fucking.
Yeah.
I want to know the fucking
so
stuff.
So, we're all watching the movie, right? I end up passing out in the beanbag, right? Okay. But the way I pass out, I'm like, I like roll off of it. So, uh-huh. like, I'm like almost upside. I'm like upside down on this beanbag chair, uh-huh. right? I'm not lying comfortably, but I pass out and I wake up to the sound of fucking, and it's my dad fucking this lady, right?
What is the sounds of fucking to you?
And like
that's why he became a comedian. It's the applause for it, you know?
Every time I kill, it triggers me. It sends me back. I'm like,
every time people clap, he gets a boner. That's what happens. He's got to go up.
But at least you didn't look down and you were clapping, right?
Yeah, hilarious. Yeah. So, right. So I'm like, I hear it first and I barely open my eyes and I just see movement and I close my eyes so tight. And I just try to like, I'm like, all right, just pretend to sleep. Just put yourself, like, just go to your safe place, right? She has a dog.
Oh, it's worse, this story.
She has a dog that's there, and the dog comes, and the dog starts humping my hand.
What kind of dog?
It was like a chihuahua. It was a small dog, right? So this dog's like humping my hand.
The dog had a sense of fairness.
They end up finishing, right? And now they're like talking while I'm pretending to be asleep. And uh-huh. then I hear them talk about me, because she's like, we should probably wake him up. I don't think that's a good position for him to be in. I think she was like, she's kind of, that's probably uncomfortable.
Doesn't look comfortable.
Yeah, it looks like all the blood's rushing to his head. My dad goes, yeah, that dog's really giving it to him.
Oh. Wow.
Did they move you?
That's when I woke up. That's when I like, oh, what's going on? You know what I mean?
You pretend to wake up.
Yeah.
And you're like, I'm good, Dad.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a stunning story.
Mm.
Have you ever, you've seen,
I don't know. I can't wrap my head around it.
Boy, you've seen your dad's penis, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Did you see it that time?
As a woman, too, I've seen him. No, I'm just kidding.
did you?
And it was bigger the second time around. Wasn't
hilarious.
It?
So did you see anything, any physical contact between them?
I think what I saw was, it reminds me of that Neil Brennan joke where he talks about, he was like having sex with a woman not in doggy style. It almost looks like you're shoving a ventriloquist dummy into a suitcase. That's what it looked like. It looked like he was above something trying to like shimmy something down. So uh-huh. I didn't like see anything. Uh-huh. It was just, I saw like this movement.
And how
it was
did you just, see that though?
Yeah,
there's
what position
a half
were they
a wall there.
No. So this was the wall, right?
Okay.
This was the bed. This was the TV. The beanbag was right here. So I was like passed out.
Because they wanted to have eyes on you. But not have you right in the room.
I mean, I was in the room.
But you were in the room.
I was in the room.
You were in the room?
My dad was a young single man, just trying to get a nut.
So the woman was on her back?
Was she on her back? I think she was on her back, her legs up.
Had you had sex at this point? Have I had sex?
I was
anywhere between 13 and 15.
Yeah, I was a teenager. No, I didn't have
13 had sex.
I didn't lose my virginity until I was, I think, like 17, 18.
Yeah, because you were fucking damaged.
Wait,
anyway.
Whoa, what was that? I mean, I didn't willingly lose my virginity until I was 17, 18.
Us damaged kids, you either go one way. Like, I started early, you started late.
Yeah.
Wow. That's interesting.
17's not late, Tony. How old were you when you lost your virginity? Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah, but he lives in the fucking, bayou 14. Of the whatever the fuck. They're fucking lizards and shit.
And technically, you did have sex with a chihuahua that day.
Yeah. My hand fucking came so hard.
Wow, that's...
Do you think you were scarred?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's because first of all, your concept of time is all fucked up. Second of all, every time you fuck a chick, you're like, "Am I better than my dad?"
Hilarious,
right? Seriously,
I've walked in on my dad having sex multiple times because when we lived together,
Do you think he was a single dad?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. My dad's always dated the most attractive, the most attractive people in his when he can get, as he's gotten older, right? And the people he's meet, he still dated, the attractive versions of all those people. So, when he would start going to, bars and he was, a barfly, he'd still pull, the hot barfly bitch. You know what I mean?
Yeah, your dad's handsome.
Yeah, he's a good-looking guy.
Yeah, he's a good-looking guy.
I can say that now, too, because him and his girlfriend have already broken up, and I did that.
What do you mean? So, Jessica was actually a pretty big, not a big part, but she was definitely a part of my father's breakup. It was a catalyst.
We need to know this story.
Yeah, are we allowed to talk about this?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Dude, I hate this woman my whole heart, dog. I'll tell you two real stories and a false one.
Frank walked in on me and his dad,
And his dad was crying.
Yeah, bro, the chihuahua was fucking in there too, dog. It was crazy. I can't remember. I just posted a picture of my father or something, and Jessica just made a funny comment. I'm like, "Oh my god, your dad's attractive," which has always been
Give him my phone number. It's been an ongoing bit.
It's kind of a joke because I flirted with your dad here and there.
It's an ongoing bit that I have an attractive father, and the lady he was with was just super insecure and very weird. She was also an alcoholic and she was a very toxic person. It ended up coming out that she was talking shit to everyone in my family, but she never wanted to say anything to me because I'll fucking rip her a new one.
Right.
And I end up doing that. I fucking talked so much shit to her on Instagram after it all came out and everything. And then she talked shit to me one day and I was like,
It just started with that comment. And then
it was a bunch of things, but that was the first thing that I realized. I was like, whoa. And I also had,
cause she asked who's that?
Yeah. And then a bit that I had posted about talking about me and my dad growing up, they posted that on another podcast and she got mad. She was like, he told that story on purpose to hurt my feelings. And I was like, no, bitch, I don't give a fuck about you.
Yeah.
She also told, my dad called me one day and was like, she didn't like a joke you told. And I was like,
what?
I was like, so what are you asking me? Do you want me to apologize to this woman?
Let me know?
And he was like, I don't know what to do. And I was just like, well, listen, dog, I'm not going to apologize for anything I ever say on stage. And also, I was like, I don't like this woman or know this woman enough to be like, I'm going to stop doing a thing. I was like, I'm not going to tell her son who works a job to be like, hey, don't do this. I was like, that's fucking ridiculous.
So you weren't close with her?
We were close. Mm-hmm. And then I started to realize she was a raging alcoholic.
I think I met her.
Yeah. And it also, that's also why there's a big reason I love my pops, but I'm also very protective now of this place and who I bring and all that stuff. I don't know. Were you here when my dad asked me to put two people on the guest list and they came late, hammered, and they heckled me during my whole main room set?
And you're like, they're my people.
Dad's friends, dog.
That's hilarious.
I thought they might have been two chicks he was smashing. I'm not sure. I didn't talk to him after the show. I didn't want to.
What if they were there talking and...
Oh, no. I made fun of him the whole time.
So let me ask you this. Going back to your story about your father and his handiness with the ladies. So was that really when you were growing up, were you as smooth as your father?
No.
And did that hurt your feelings?
No.
Were you God damn, did it piss you off?
I think watching my parents divorce and then... watching my mom be a single mom and the guys she met, and then see my dad be a single dad and the women he met, and just all the like dysfunction of it and the back and forth. It was like, when I got married, my mom pulled me aside and she was like, I'm so happy you met someone, because I was deeply worried about your relationship with women and how that was going to play out, because you never got to really see it work. And your dad was just such a ladies man. And, you know, I saw a lot of women like throw shit at my dad and just be, you know what I mean? Because he was just like, you know, he was
hurt and hurting them, their feelings.
Yeah.
Oh no.
He broke a lot of hearts.
He broke a lot of hearts, and that's dangerous.
Yeah. There was girls who were just like, you know, they were just like, I love you, and he was like, oh no, no. He was like, I'm just here for a good time, not a long time, baby. You know what I mean? And it's.
But if he was upfront with them about that, that's great.
Yeah, of course. He is.
Yeah, that's good then.
I think. You know how the game be?
Jesus.
You know how we do?
Yeah.
Okay, that's a great first story, though. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Any
questions before we move it on?
David?
No.
No questions at all?
The whole age thing had me.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you would kind of know when your dad finally moves out into an apartment.
But also, when enough trauma happens, certain facts
that's
and
true.
Stuff gets extremely hazy.
Because I don't remember a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I don't remember who burnt me with cigarettes.
Okay, anyway.
Dog, I'd never forget. Are you kidding me?
Jessica, let it go.
Let it go.
We all have our shit. Anyway. So that is a first great story. You guys okay? Everyone need to take a breath. Let's move on to your second story.
Okay. My second story. Let's see. Oh, hold on. I had it written down.
Is this part of the game? Is this the build-up?
This is him psyching us out.
No, I showed up very stoned, and I didn't expect to be.
Are you
going to
do the
so
corny
hot?
Thing like the last Mexican and be like, which one do you want to hear?
What? No, God,
which
no.
story?
Don't say it stuff like that. Don't say it that way.
What, well, corny Mexican?
Because I said Mexican.
Yeah.
No, well, Mexicans, corns, they work together, dog.
Yeah, okay. I know, but.
All right, so.
Just trust me.
I have a half Japanese cousin.
Okay. Oh, now we're going to go.
Okay. It's already
don't
good.
Don't say Mexican. So.
I have a half Japanese.
He thinks that's a rule on the podcast now. You can't say Mexican. So
I have a half
Japanese. So my cousin's half Japanese? Look, he's looking at his phone. Or Korean?
I have a half Japanese, half Mexican cousin, right?
Okay.
And it's so funny because whenever I would introduce her to people, they'd be like, this is your cousin? Because she looks like full Japanese.
Okay.
So they'd be like, this is your cousin? I go, yeah. And they're like, but you're Mexican. And then I'd be like, yeah, her dad's Japanese. Like, they couldn't grasp the concept that you could be two
related.
Different things.
Yeah.
And like, still really, it was so funny. Anyway, so we lived in Temecula, California. You guys know where that is?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a really nice spot. It's a lot of military people. That's where she eventually met her husband. But when she was living there, before she met him, we would hang out all the time because her mom owned a orchard in Fallbrook, which is like they do avocados and shit, right? Mm-hmm. So we'd always hang out, and they have a mall. It's like the Temecula Mall. It's where they have like all the fucking franchisee restaurants and shit. So we'd always go hang out there and eat and shit. So one day when she's going to drop me off, we're driving back home, and she fucking obliterates a cat. Full on just hits the cat with the car, right? She immediately starts crying. She breaks down. We start to get out of the car, and she was just like, what do I do? And I was just like, well, if it's still alive, you're going to have to kill it. Because
oh, you put it on her. You didn't even say I'll kill it. You said you're gonna have to.
She hit it, Jessica.
She hit it, dog.
You're gonna like curb
something. But you're the man.
Well, I mean, the first thing I said was very racist. Her being Japanese.
Don't say Mexican.
really, the only kind of racism you can joke about with your family. You know what I mean? I think I said something to the extent of like, hey man, you know, we just had dinner, dog, you know, or some shit. Anyways, it was pretty bad. So she's like in tears and I'm trying to like cheer her up. And, you know, we walk to the front and the cat is, at first we think it's dead because it's just not moving. So I'm like, and she's like fully in tears and we can see like it's got the fucking like necklace and like it's someone's cat. And she's like fully in tears. And I go, if it makes you feel better, you hit it hard enough to where I think it's dead. And she almost starts to dry heave because she's just so inside. So the cat starts meowing, or it starts making like painful noises, right? So
like my, do the painful noise.
You did that, didn't you?
It's like I learned this from a dog when I was a kid.
So I start fucking the cat, all right?
Not as good as my dad would have.
So I eat the cat's pussy. Anyways.
You want to find out that night? No. Hey.
I do love how both of these stories are about crushing puss.
Yeah.
Perfect.
There you go. There you
Killing
go.
Killing puss. You're right.
So the cat starts, you know, meowing in pain. And my cousin's like, she's like, I can't do it, right? So she convinces me to do it. So I have to go into her back car and I get her tire iron and I have to fucking
finish it off.
Yeah. And I do.
How old were you?
I was like, I think I was out of high school, so I may have been like 19.
Yeah.
So I was like totally ready to
do it.
So
it never crossed your mind that this cat might have something that could be healed and you could call the number on the tag?
It was fucked up. It was like she fucked that cat up, like, okay, to the point where, like...
Was it at night?
Yeah.
Okay.
She, like, fucked the cat up to the point where, like, you could tell, like, it's...
There was no coming back.
Its whole legs were all, like, she fucked... Like, the whole tire, like, got the cat. Like, it was, like, half the body was fine. The other half was absolutely demolished.
Okay.
Like, there was no way they're going to put it in a brace. Like, all that shit was just fucked up. So it was, like, we got to, like, kill it, right?
So as I walked towards it slowly with
so
a
I
in
hit
my
it
hand.
I made Jaws music sounds.
Dunna. Dunna.
Dunna. So I fucking right, and it takes me like two hits to fucking
two
really,
hits.
Two hits.
Did you miss the
cat?
First one?
No. I mean the first one I got it, but I had to make sure right to really make sure it was dead.
Completest.
Yeah.
Damn, this poor kitty.
Yeah, it was fucked up. So as this happens, the porch light to the house that we're in front of turns on, and the person comes out and is just like, hey, what are you guys doing to my cat?
And you're like, nothing.
So we full on panic. I drop the tire iron and we get in the car and
well,
we just leave.
He was talking shit.
And we just leave, dog.
And these poor people think that you're just like
killing cats in the neighborhood.
Yeah, like you're just
pulling over to
crazy people.
Like it owed you some money.
Yeah.
Serial killers.
God.
Wow.
Killing cats in the neighborhood.
Wow. So you hit it twice.
Mm-hmm. At least they came out and said
what's
up.
And then you jumped into the car. You left your tire iron.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. That's a trip.
Because I've told the story where I ended up in a canal in England, but I had my snake with me.
What?
So
this is how long we've been friends now. I'm like, not the fucking snake in the canal story.
Yeah. So I had my snake around my neck, and when I got out of the canal, I obviously couldn't drive the car away because it's underwater. And I tried to get help at houses, but nobody would open the door for me, clearly, because I have a snake wrapped around my neck and I'm soaking wet in England. Where was I going with this?
I don't know. You're the one telling the story.
No, I'm just saying that like the guy coming out, that's what the guy coming out of the house, like that was kind of cool. He was coming out to help you guys.
I mean, I don't think he was going to help us once we realized what we did to his fucking cat.
You think it was his cat?
I think it was his cat.
Yeah.
I also didn't want to find out.
Saw his collar. Did you see the name of the cat? Or
No.
What time of day was this?
It was at night. We were leaving from dinner.
Super late?
And so your
I don't
cousin...
think it was like super late. It wasn't like midnight or anything. I think it was like reasonable.
We
like
just
probably...
had dinner, so probably wasn't that late.
Yeah.
And did she had the wherewithal, even though she was crying hysterically over the dead cat, or almost dead cat, to jump in the car?
Yeah, she's from Eastside San Jose. She's she's seen drive-bys. She knows how to get in the car and get the fuck out of there. Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, we've ran away from crime together before.
Wow. That's a good one. Two good stories, Frank. You really brought it. That's really good.
She was half Japanese.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
So you just didn't come up with this story because of Hello Kitty or anything like that?
No.
It was more like goodbye, kitty dog. You missed it. I said goodbye, kitty.
I almost ruined my laptop.
That's hilarious. That was hilarious. All right. Well, any questions out of any of those two stories? It's hard because you do give good detail. Like, you do give good detail.
And both of them, solid stories. Yeah. I mean, there's real hiccups, I feel like.
I don't think he would throw his dad so much under the bus, though.
Have you seen my set?
I mean, you're right.
My
recently,
first 5 minutes is about my dad fucking on Tinder.
But she's right. Recently, it's been more about your mom. But yeah. You talk about your dad all the time.
Yeah, even though, like, even about his girlfriend this much, ex-girlfriend out in the wild.
Yeah, I think we've talked about that on another podcast.
Oh, really?
Yeah. All right. Yeah, it's well documented. I'm not a big fan of the women my father dates.
All right.
You can flip that.
So there's the ringtone?
Yeah.
That's a ringtone clip right there.
Seems like such an easy convenience then to do a story about your dad as opposed to making up a complete story about
absolutely because it's very believable. Yeah. He knows we are attracted to his dad.
Uh-huh. He knows the history of his father and I. Tell your dad hi, by the way.
I will. I'll text him right now.
Shit. Tell him I said hi too. I got to see this dude. Get a picture of your hot
That's
dad.
That's all right. Have Alexa after your ass now.
I need to see your dad.
All right. You going to show us your dad?
He's like a cholo.
No, just take a picture.
He's like every girl's bad guy.
Well, you're
going to
say, well, give us a
they already
picture.
Got it.
They're like, we want to do a good picture.
Stop in the podcast to do a photo for hot dad. Oh, got a boob. Got a boob getting pushed in there. I'm just trying to narrate for the audience.
I just tagged him. I said, the ladies say hi.
He's like, I want one. The other one broke up my friendship with my girlfriend. All right. So any questions before we take a vote?
When you got, I have a question. When you got back home, were you living together with your cousin?
No. She lived in Fallbrook with my aunt, and I lived with my mom and my siblings. I don't know if my...
What is Fallbrook? What is that?
Oh, Fallbrook's in between San Diego and Temecula. So, like, do you know where Temecula is?
No.
So it's like
Riverside?
Riverside Deep, but then there's that highway you take, I think it's the 5 that goes all the way down. So it's the opposite. It's the other freeway you could take to go through San Diego.
Gotcha.
It just takes you inland.
Yeah.
And
They do wine there now, right?
Yeah, they do wine there. They also, you can't get an abortion there anymore.
Are you serious?
Yep, they just...
In California?
In California? Yeah.
No, in Temecula.
There are parts of California.
Temecula, they're standing for their good fight and saying no abortions in Temecula.
Wow.
So you just drive 30 minutes?
Yeah, to Marietta.
The abortion capital.
Yeah, the abortion capital of the world.
Jesus. All right.
So as you went home, what was the conversation like in the car?
A lot of crying.
Really?
A lot of crying.
Yeah, but what was she doing?
She was crying. She was crying the whole time. Yeah.
What did you do? What did you say? Did you do anything to console her?
Aside from just with the terrible humor I had, that was about it. Like, it was just,
what did you do? What did you do with the tire iron?
I dropped it.
Were you in your own car or your mother's
car? It was her car.
It was her car.
It was my cousin's car.
Okay.
My cousin's older than me.
Okay.
So did, like, 5 years down the road, she get a flat tire, and then...
There's just a cat.
How much older is your cousin than you?
Let's see. So I'm 33. Now I'm 30. I don't want to say her age now, but I think she's... I said my age first, so you got to bleep that out. I think she's only like 4 or 5 years older than me. She's not too much older than me. She might She might be...
So you were like how old when this happened?
I was out of high school when this happened. So I think I said 19.
And she's like probably 24, 25.
Yeah, she's in her 20s.
She made you do the killing.
Yeah, she made you do the killing.
A 25-year-old woman couldn't withstand the pressure of accidentally running over a cat.
Yeah.
And she made you do it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
God, I think both of these are bullshit. How did you come with two lies?
What did where'd you hit the cat?
Satisfying.
Really?
Me and David just noticed something. I wish we had seen that. Well, we both looked at each other because he said, when you asked him how old you were, he said, I think I said I was 19.
Yeah, which means he was playing back to his memory of saying it, not the memory of it happening.
Yeah.
But he could also be intentionally doing that because he fucked up.
That didn't feel intentional,
He fucked up his age in the first one, so maybe he was trying to equally fuck up this one.
That's not, he's not that smart.
I mean.
He's pretty smart, Jessica. I know.
I don't know if you could beat a cat's face in. Did you hit it in its face?
I hit it in its head.
Aww.
I don't know if you could do
that. Yeah.
I mean,
do you think about that every time you drive by a cat or see a cat?
No, I mean, I have three cats at home, and I look at them, and I'm like, I took one of you guys down back in the day. Keep fucking
so
around. Yeah.
Okay. Wow. All right.
I'll show you how we do it in Temecula, baby.
I've made my decision.
Okay. Are you going to want to reread the stories?
Here we go.
The recap.
I'm out of questions. All right. So in the first one, he's raised by a single father and mother, but this was a time when he was staying with his father. He thinks it was about eighth grade or high school, or he was 13. That got a little confusing. But his dad was crushing so much puss. And he used Frank to crush all that puss.
Were you a cute 13-year-old?
Oh, dude, I was fucking... I was a cute kid. I was gorgeous, dog.
I'm trying to imagine you with...
Adorable, bro. All just chub.
Did you have a little bowl cut?
Yeah, I had hair, too. I had beautiful hair. I was gorgeous. I was a cute little kid. My mom tried to get me in Gerber shit all the time, bro. I killed it, dog.
Really?
Yeah. So really want to fuck my dad if you saw me. You know what I mean?
He makes good. He makes pretty babies. I get it.
I can't make babies, and I still want to.
That's a new way, fun way of saying a kid's attractive without being creepy. He was so handsome, I wanted to fuck his dad.
Hilarious.
All right.
So
that's
his
something
dad
you'll fall for next week. Okay. All right. So
his dad was using him to crush all the puss, and so he would have to go out and hang out with these other kids. Eventually, it turned into something like babysitting because he was getting older. He goes over to this one house. There's like an 8-year-old kid with special needs, which is, I believe, the proper way to say that.
He never said anything else about the kid, though. It was all about Frank and him being upside down and waking up.
Yeah. What about if the kid saw the chihuahua going after your hand?
Well, the kid was asleep in the bed.
Oh, okay.
Wait. Yeah.
But you were
in his bed on the other side of the wall.
Oh, so he couldn't see what was going on. Only you could see.
Yeah, only I could see.
I was the one who got the fucking one-man show, yeah.
No, he said mini living room.
Yeah, he said it was basically half wall.
He did say that was the kid's bedroom, like where he lived. But he didn't say there was a kid's bed. He said it was like a mini living room. So
but if you're saying kid's bedroom, that means there's a kid's bed in there.
That kid could have been sleeping on the couch.
I thought he said kid's room.
Yeah, but you don't have a handicapped kid and not give them a comfortable bed.
Want a bed?
You know what I mean?
Okay. Okay.
Some people lock him in the basement.
Yeah. Hey.
So he's in a tiny apartment with a half wall. The kid asks Frank, "Are you my brother?" Which was the saddest part of this whole thing.
Yeah, that was.
I mean, there's
Frank passes out in a beanbag chair and wakes up to the sound of fucking.
Off the beat. Typical.
Don't let your dad hear this. So, he wakes up to that. He opens his eyes, sees his dad having sex, pretends to be asleep until he gets fucked by a dog. And that dog was really giving it to him, which was the line that scarred Frank from this story.
But it seems like he was more scarred by the dog than his dad.
You know, this is just a side story. One time my dad was dating this really crazy chick, and she I remember she like put hands on him, and I had to like separate him, and he was like so embarrassed, and we were like driving in the car and it's like quiet, and he goes, I go she was like really upset, and he goes, "Yeah, you would be too if I fucked you in the ass."
Like
Frank, I think you're the only one finding this funny.
Yeah, that's, I'm appalled at this story. You still want to go at it? Are you sure? You want to give his dad a shot?
No. Well, this was like consensual, obviously. This was like a relationship they had, and like apparently she was just a freak. And then I was just like, ugh. It was just...
Yeah, but how old were you when he told you that?
I was like in my mid 20s. So this was not too long ago.
Okay. Well, then that's okay.
Yeah. This was when he was older.
I thought you were like 12, and I was like,
nah,
that's
man. I think I was like,
you know, the ass play
late 20s.
Played out. I'm so sick of it. And they don't think, you know, like if a hair from my head gets in my ass, it's like, oh my God, something, you got to get it out.
So
imagine a dick.
By the way, now you know what it's like.
Okay, Jessica.
Now you know what it's like hanging out with my wife, Hannah, who's a psychologist. Like, I'll do shit like this all the time. I'll tell her funny stories from my childhood, and she'll be like, that's not funny.
Yeah. That's sad trauma. And traumatic. That's
yeah,
trauma.
But we have to say it has to be funny or I'll go crazy.
But it was just the juxtaposition of my dad being like, yeah, we did a bunch of crazy shit during sex and that's why she's upset at me. And then I broke her heart. And I was like, yeah, all right.
Yeah. She finally let him in the back door and he kept going.
I see. I thought it was just unexpected anal sex.
No, right. No, I was no. Like, my dad's a gentleman. Come on.
He's a gentleman, please.
You haven't used that word in years. I could tell by how you said it.
Frank Castillo, senior, you're a gentleman, I tell you.
What if I became Mrs. Castillo?
Oh, my God.
I would love that. I photographed the wedding.
We got a free photographer. Tell your dad.
Yeah. I tell your dad.
And she likes ass play.
As long as you get a hair in it, it's fine.
No. The thing, but if you get one hair in your crack.
I've never had sex in my butthole.
No,
Jessica,
but your butt is like, I'm just saying, not outside of sex, say you take it out of the shower, you get a foreign, like a hair from your head.
I've had my wife's hair in my ass.
Yes, and it feels like, oh my God, 5 alarm. Pew, pew.
I mean, it doesn't burn
foreign
or anything.
Object. It doesn't burn, but I can, like, something's in my butt. It doesn't feel right.
Yeah.
And it doesn't feel right until you finally get it out.
Maybe that just says a lot about me where I'm like, no, it's fine. Yeah, just leave it.
I'll get that when I go to bed.
Hilarious. I love Jessica's public service announcements to the public.
All right, so second story, right?
Okay.
All right, second story.
Oh, sorry.
So, thank you, Frank, for keeping us on track
Frank
here.
With our ass plates.
No. We really, this podcast really just came about my dad's sex life. My dad's going to listen to this and be like, oh, shit.
Yeah, this is less Liars Club. It's more Love Connection at this point. You guys are just...
My dad's going to be like, check out my son on this new podcast. And his coworker's going to be like, what the fuck? Some chick in the dairy department's going to be like, I like Frank's dad.
This is our plan to finally make our podcast popular.
All right, so Frank has a half-Japanese cousin.
Yes.
But she looks...
Japanese.
That's what I said, half-Japanese.
Oh, I thought you said Chinese. I'm sorry.
No.
It's wonderful that she knows there's a difference.
Yeah, good. She's learning. Do they teach that in Florida? I wasn't sure if they showed the differences.
Not
okay.
Much.
She looks full Japanese. I don't know why he included that, but they lived... You did. You were like, she looks full Japanese. Oh, because you said people would always wonder, how is this your cousin? So they lived in Temecula, is what you said, and they used to hang out with her boyfriend, which is now her husband, right?
Uh-huh.
Was he in the car, by the way?
No.
Okay.
So Temecula is where she met her husband.
She hadn't met him.
She hadn't met him at the time. We had just come... Me and her had come from dinner.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. And so... she's driving along with Frank in the car. She hits a cat. After some racist jokes, they try to figure out who's going to kill this cat. Just then, you think it's almost dead from its natural car injury. It starts meowing in pain. Frank tells her she's got to kill the cat. She can't bring herself to do it. Frank grabs a tire iron and crushes some puss. Just as he got caught, someone turns a porch light on. He ran away like it was a mafia hit. Dropped the tire iron.
Yeah.
Took off.
All right. Too good. You brought it. You brought the stories today, Frank.
The first story. Did you ever see that woman again? Or that child?
So.
Or that,
oh,
so,
no.
Some backstory. So, some backstory. So. The dog kept writing me love letters. And no, so my dad. So I tell my dad after that I was like, I can't go out with you anymore, right? So I think it was like a couple weeks later, she ends up hitting him up, right? To like, hey, come over. So he comes over. They end up knocking one out. And then he's like, I got to get back home because my son's still at home, right? And they start fighting. She's just like, you just came over here to have sex, blah, 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 blah. You know, he was like, no, my. He was like, I mean, yeah, but like, he was like, it's not like all. He was like, my son's at home by himself. I can't just leave him there. I'm not a bad parent. So they get into a huge fight. She like flips out and he like stops seeing her. And then eventually, like a week later, we go to the car and on the car windshield is like a Hallmark card, like an apology like card. And inside it says, hey, sorry for freaking out the other night. I don't want you to think I'm crazy or anything. I promise I don't boil rabbits.
Oh, That's a rabbit boiler right there.
It's a movie reference.
Yeah. By the way, my dad looks at me and he goes, "Just so you know, any woman that makes a fatal attraction yeah. fucking reference," yeah. he was like, "You do not want to see her again." He was like, "Oh," he was like, "We gotta move."
Don't leave notes on people's cars. Yeah.
Well, I thought that was kind of sweet.
Yeah. Yes. Maybe you are his father's type.
Yeah, but I didn't know the boil. I've never said boiling rabbit, so let him know that, okay?
All right. You're like, I hate Fatal Attraction.
This would be so funny when we come back to the show and I'm dating his dad. I can't wait to rub it in your face.
Oh, you're Mr. Castillo? Fucked up.
Yeah.
All right, so let's take a vote, and let's do it.
What are you guys
it.
Thinking?
I'm thinking that the... it's so hard. Oh, I think
the only thing, the basis that I'm going off is that second story when we locked eyes and I said I was 18 or 19. That's the only thing that I've caught him on.
Well, here's something I noticed. So I found issues with both stories. So congratulations, you fucked up twice. One thing I like to do, I don't want to give out too many of my secrets because I know people are going to listen before they come on, but I guess I'll just be honest about it. I'll intentionally
That's
challenge...
That's so funny that you think people are going to listen before they come on.
Well, some people have said that. They said binge the episodes before they come because they want to see what to expect. Wow. So, I mean, it's just the guests that are listening, though. Let's not be crazy about it.
All right.
So, he's laughing. He's
And also Frank's dad soon and all his friends.
And some dairy lady, apparently. What I noticed is sometimes I'll intentionally challenge things that I actually believe are true to see how they respond. And I challenged the first story like I thought I found holes. And every time I challenged the first story, he defended it. He was like, "No, it's because of this. No, it's because of this. No, it's because of this." And then when I challenged the second story, he just goes, and like shrugged like he wanted me to.
Challenge of the second story?
That I don't think he could kill a cat. And he goes, So instead of, he didn't like, "Oh, fuck yeah, I could. Yeah, I would." He wasn't trying to get me to believe the second story. I feel like he really wanted us to believe the first one. The problem is, for me, the first story is more believable.
Yeah, I agree.
So I'm struggling with that.
Well, because he knows how we feel about his dad. I mean, he's using that for sure.
Right. So I'm going to flip it, and I'm going to say he was so trying to convince us that the first story was true that the first story is the lie. About his dad.
I think,
although it's more believable, I'm gonna say that just based on his behaviors, that the second story is true, which is weird that he would have to kill a cat. If that's the case, I want to take him out, have some drinks, and I want you to know I'm here for you. If you've actually had to beat a cat to death, anytime you need to talk, call me.
It's such a weird thing to talk about as he's explaining this traumatic thing that supposedly happened, that he makes a side, adjustment of the chihuahua fucking his hand. Like, who does that?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, that's such a weird...
Unless it really happened, is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
But isn't that a dog hump?
Well, he latched onto what his dad said about it. It's like dogs really giving it to him. Yeah. Like that was the traumatic part.
Was it
not
the
seeing
pink
his dad
part
cramming?
Of the dog's penis?
You know? Oh yeah. No,
so it was wet.
Oh yeah. I got cum in my hand.
You got the lipstick.
All right. That I'm gonna say that the second story is the lie. I do want to say go with you on this one. I'm so bad at my own game. I do want to go with his on this one because I feel like there's throwing your parents under the bus and then there's fucking throwing your parents under the bus and walking over them. You know what I mean? So I'm going to change my vote. I'm going to go with you. I'm going to say the first story is a lie.
Okay. First story is a lie.
All right. When I was a kid, I saw a cat have babies and she was having one and she sat on it and squished it. It's very traumatic.
Well, why didn't you just scoot its booty over?
Because she was in the middle of having it, and as it's coming out of its bottom, she sat down and it flattened it. Oh, how am I supposed to do? What am I supposed to do with that? And I'm seven. I'm seeing birth for the first time.
I think you're supposed to be like, "Bitch, and get a tire iron."
Yeah.
You're not going to kill kids in front of me.
I don't think that scarred me. I don't know. The only thing I caught, though, was that second one. And when we locked at each other, I think I'm going to hold on to that. And
yeah,
I
that
think,
was... That's one thing that kept me wondering about that second story. You're right.
Brightened up. We were like,
"You're right."
So
if I'm wrong, it'll be that moment that I should have listened to. But I'm.
So which one are you going to say?
I'm going to say the second story is the lie. He did not kill a cat. Frank is not a cat killer.
Damn it! I want to go with that, but I'm going to stick with mine.
You're not a cat killer, Frank. You're not.
I think you are.
You're not. He's all got right. three cats.
Mm-mm. Do you want to take a vote?
So it's only me.
Yeah. So it's everyone against
Damn
Jessica.
It.
So let me know. Let me know when to.
I'm really on the fence about it.
Let me know when to. Frank. Am I allowed to?
Frank, which story is the lie?
David, I hate to break it to you.
Oh, no.
But your streak is over.
Yes! Frank took me down.
You need to know Frank's heart. Not his penis.
The cat story is made up. It is half true. My cousin did run a cat over, but it was ended up being like fine enough to where they were able to take care of it and stuff. I didn't have to kill it.
Right. Exactly. Wow. You're not a cat killer.
Yeah.
See, you got him on that.
Yeah.
And then when you did that, reinforced me. I was like, you're right.
Yeah.
Frank would never kill a cat.
So, but the fact that he didn't try to put, the
I would
fact
put
he didn't
something
try to
out
say,
of its misery if I couldn't
sure.
save
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yeah,
sure. Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah. But like, yeah. if I could try to actually save it, if I could save it, and it was worth like, uh-huh. it, like, yeah, if there's even still a remote chance, absolutely.
Wow, that was a.
Yeah,
I love
sense.
This game just for the fact that you find out more about someone when they lie to you right to your fucking face than if you're just.
I'm a great liar.
The thing is, I know later, like. 3 months from now, I'm not going to remember which story was true, and I'll be like, oh, there's that guy that killed the cat. Hey, what's up, Frank?
Hilarious.
Like, I'm going to
but I've also
attribute the wrong story to the people.
I've told that story on a podcast before, and I've also, the story's only great on podcasts, because I've told it on stage, and people do not think it's funny.
The dad
like,
one?
Yeah, it's there. Yeah, it's so, yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, oh, no, that's the shocking
it's
part.
It's kind of traumatic.
That's
anyway, so.
True. Yeah.
Well, do you have any fun things coming up, Frank, that people can?
I'm going to be here at the Comedy Store. And
you just sold out Houston.
Yeah,
so
baby.
It was
that was fun. 150 seats. No. yeah, it was great. I do have some gigs coming up. I should really look at my calendar. But follow me on Frank Castillo on Instagram and Facebook. But yeah, I just
and
post all my stuff
Instagram
there.
For
my dad's
you really want competition
out there?
Bitches
out
Keep
there
it to yourself.
What's
Keep
your
it
dad's
to yourself.
Instagram.
I'm about to be in them DMs.
All right. How about you, David? What do you got shaking?
Just davidcsmalley.com. That's where all the comedy tickets and David C. Smalley on TikTok, David C. Smalley Instagram and Twitter.
Yeah, follow David's TikTok. He has a really wonderful and healthy and funny TikTok. Thank what you. About you, Jessica?
I'm at Jess Wellington 2 on everything. Can't really think of much I have going on at the moment. I'll be here at the store a lot and anxiety on high. So thank you, guys.
And you can catch me at Felicia Michaels all across the board. And thank you very much for joining us. Do us a big favor. Hit the subscribe button. Smash the like button wherever this podcast is. And have a wonderful, wonderful...
Share it with a friend.
Yeah, share it with a friend.
And you have been lied to.